Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Lot to talk about, unfortunately, after a disaster out in Los Angeles. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How's everybody doing?
Not good, Hugh. I mean, you know how we're doing. Not good at all.
Yeah.
All right, we have Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us. It's a date event as we talk about a football team that is free-falling and a quarterback that is free-falling. 22-19, final score last night in overtime. The Eagles go down to the Los Angeles Chargers, and there's a lot to unpack. I'm sure we're going to unpack it all for the next 4 hours here on the show. I just have to start. On days like this, nights like last night, I can't beat around the bush. I can't do the pretend thing. I can't let's blame six different people. You guys could do that. I'm just going to say what the obvious is, and then you want to make an excuse for it, you can. You want to talk through it, we can. It's up to you guys decide where this goes today. The Eagles have a quarterback problem. For the first time in 5 years, I'm saying that sentence. I haven't said that since 2020. The Philadelphia Eagles have a quarterback problem. Jalen Hurts last night played the worst football game I've ever seen him play. That was a disgusting football game by the quarterback. He lost them the football game last night. Hugh, I have no idea where they go now. I have no idea how they fix this, make it better. That was a player that is regressing in front of our eyes. We had a caller on this show, I don't know, a few months ago, who made an off, like, just kind of a joke that this is early onset Russell Wilson, where how Russell Wilson declined, and then when he hit a wall, it ended. And I saw last night that vision that that caller had a few months ago. This reminds me of Russell Wilson when he got to the Denver Broncos. And maybe the numbers looked okay overall for a season, but you watched him play, and it was a bad quarterback. Jalen Hurts last night was awful. And I think anything you feel, anything the Eagles feel is on the table because I'm watching the game last night. And if I didn't know his name, if I didn't know what they just did last year as a team, if I didn't know what he'd accomplished the last 4 years as a starting quarterback, and you just dropped in out of outer space last night and you said, what do you think about this player? I'd say, get him off the field. Like, there's no way the guy that's sitting on the bench behind him is any worse. He's probably better. That's how bad that was last night. That's how bad it was. Jalen Hurts was horrendous. Hugh, what are you feeling after the Eagles go down 22-19?
Well, I mean, AJ didn't help him out on a couple of those plays. You know, the receivers had some drops. But, I mean, there's no denying what we saw. It was a bad game. And you know, it was one of those things where, you know, when you talk about Coach Sirianni taking over the play calling.
He didn't take over play calling.
He took over. He was more involved in the play calling. I saw a sense of urgency last night. I saw a team play tough for the most part, but some of the same things that have happened in the past kind of reared their ugly heads. You know, the penalties, the holding calls and stuff that killed drives. Man. It was tough to watch. There were some and this is why, Joe, the win was the most important thing to me. It's because when you have a team that has so many blemishes on it, it's hard to correct everything in one shot. So you take the positives out of it and you try to build from that. One of the positives, they were a little bit more, what's the word I want to use for I guess, free throwing the football, which caused the fry.
What does that mean?
Well, I was trying to think of a nice way of saying they threw the ball, but, you know, the outcome was not what you wanted.
Do we have to be nice today?
Well, I'm trying to find some positives.
Why?
In this.
Why?
Because what's the accountability. Positive? Well, it's because of the accountability
the
bunny.
The bunny, you?
First of all, don't get mad at me.
I am.
What positivity?
Like I tried to tell
positivity,
y'all yesterday.
How?
So this is what we're doing? We yelling at
yes.
each other today?
Why are you
no,
trying to be positive?
This team?
We like the reality of this situation.
Just say the truth.
The truth is, there was a little bit of growth, but the outcome.
Oh my God. I'm not, you can't.
Joe. May I please be allowed to finish? There's a little bit of growth. The defense had 7 sacks yesterday. See, and everything is still in front of you. It is. It's rough, man. And I'm
Fake
not trying
news.
To. First of all, I am not trying to make anybody more upset than they already are, but I am speaking my truth. You're still going to the playoffs. They have to play better. No question about that. They have to play better. But damn, Joe, they had 7 sacks in the game.
They faced the worst of Hugh. Hold on. I apologize for throwing.
It's still positive.
I apologize for my pen flying out of my hand. I wasn't throwing it at you. I was throwing it down.
I feel it.
Okay.
You should.
Okay.
But I'm trying. What? I mean, listen.
Could not possibly care less about having 7 sacks.
It doesn't matter.
It's a bad day. I am not disputing that. But it ain't over.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see.
Sorry. So there's different. Let's calm down together. We Let's calm down together, okay?
It's 10:05.
It's 10:05.
What are you doing? What are we doing?
Sure, we can get to the defense playing well last night against the worst offensive line in the NFL. Vic Fangio's unit brought it. They tried their best. They couldn't win the game. The bigger issue is whether or not they can make the playoffs at 10-7 or 11-6, or if the Cowboys help out with another loss. We have a quarterback problem. The Eagles aren't winning the Super Bowl this year, guys. Let's just calm down. Like let's go back to reality here. This offense is bottom of the NFL. Because right now, again, we could talk through it and we could figure out what we think the Eagles should do and if this is fixable and all those kind of things. We have a bottom 10 quarterback in the sport right now. I'm saying what he's been. I'm saying what he is now. He is a bottom 10 quarterback in the NFL right now. Go watch the league. Go watch all 32 teams. Over the last 5 weeks, 57.5% completion. 4 touchdowns, 5 picks, 8 total turnovers, including 2-on-1 play last night, which is I thought was impossible.
That's a history. I mean, that made history. That's not a way you want to make history.
72.4 passer rating. It's I don't know what else to say besides for the first time in 5 years, we have a quarterback problem. He's getting worse. He doesn't run anymore. They tried last night throwing over the middle, and I think we got our answer why. Like, all the Petullo's a moron, Sirianni's a moron, why don't they throw over the middle? Well, the quarterback's bad at it. He's bad. I mean, like, he can't throw over the middle with success consistently. They picked the ball off left and right. He almost threw a 5th pick that the guy dropped. We need to wake up. The Eagles need to wake up. And I often talk about, back in 2019, there was an Amazon, whatever the show was, right? And they were following the Eagles. And there was a moment where Carson Wentz overthrew Miles Sanders in the flat by like 10 yards.
I know. You showed me the picture.
And Howie Roseman, they panned to him, and he looked like he saw a ghost. And they panned to Howie last night, and the ghost of overrated quarterback past came back. And he saw it again. We're in trouble here because the quarterback is rapidly going down. I mean, Hugh, what are they going to do about the quarterback? What are we going to do about the quarterback? Like, yeah, they had 7 sacks, and Vic Fangio's unit came to play, and they did run the ball better. Like, I agree with you, even though I got frustrated and slumped in my chair. There were some things they did better last night as a football team. But none of it matters if the quarterback turns the ball over 5 times.
And I totally agree with that.
Okay, Jim. So what are we going
to totally do? Agree with that. You're not going to like this answer that I'm going to give you, so I'm letting you know now.
I'm going to back away. Okay, so I'm not near the mic.
We're going to get back on the horse. We got the Raiders coming into town. And we're gonna run it back Sunday. Yeah. First of all, let me.
Does the notebook say it starts with the Raiders?
No, it does not say that.
Not yet.
I would not do that to anybody because I'm pretty sure when you do start picking up the phone lines, I'm gonna get some angry callers that are gonna be mad.
I mean, and that's fine. Understood.
I mean, I got broad shoulders, but just like what they say, when you come for the king, you better not miss. But the reality is, this is what we're talking around. I don't think they're going to bench Jalen. I don't think it happens this week. It's not going to happen this week.
So I right now, as I sit here on Tuesday, as we pick up the pieces of a disastrous loss last night, we're picking up the pieces. I think you're right now.
They're not going to bench you.
I just
so let's just we need to move on.
Whoa,
from that.
No, we don't have to move on for anything. No, we don't. No, the way he played last night, he deserved to be sat down.
It's benchable. It's a benchable offense.
Yes, it was.
I'm not saying that it's not.
So okay,
but they're not going to bench.
Well, we'll unpack that and we'll work through that. But the point is, this is the point. You just said it. He played like a quarterback that should be benched. That's the problem.
Yes,
whether
it is.
Or not they do it or not, that's separate.
It is, and I think and I know nobody wants to hear this morning, but Jalen Hurts has done enough in this league that he deserves a chance to make this right. This would be egregious if you sat him down.
Oh, I don't agree. I don't agree with that.
I know you don't. I know, but I'm just telling you the truth.
Egregious was how I described the game last night.
No, it was bad. It was bad. I had friends of mine. Listen,
it's unbelievable.
I had friends of mine calling me, telling me I just want to hug you, just give him a hug because he was playing that. Well, because they felt bad.
Why are we feeling bad for him? He makes $50 million a year. He threw the ball to their team five times.
I didn't feel bad.
Why would anyone feel bad? Like besides
because
he was
having a rough day.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad for his teammates. He hung them out to dry last night.
Somebody needed to give me a hug. Is nobody thinking about me?
Like, it's not all his fault. A.J. Brown, he gator-armed one of them things.
I agree.
He gator-armed a couple of those passes now.
I agree.
So, and this is the thing. I understand that right now, most of the blame lays at Jalen Hurts' feet. I am not disputing that. Not about to sit here and try to defend that. But what about some of them bonehead ass calls that Coach Sirianni made at the end of the game?
At the
half.
But none of that lost the game like a quarterback with five turnovers.
I mean, it didn't. But still, it's not all his fault.
You know who I want to give a hug to or deserve a hug? The defense.
Yeah, they need
this quarterback has hung them out to dry the whole year.
Jalen Phillips.
Hung them out to dry.
Can I just say this? I got a bad rap for not wanting to play the run, but I'd be damned if I look like, listen. I probably didn't want to play the run, but when I had to, I played. He don't play the run at all. He don't want none of that.
He's not interested in
that. He don't want none of that action.
Yeah, all right. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk through here. The Eagles lose their third straight football game. Their magic number stays at 3 to win the division, but that's one thing. Then there's the big picture thing, which is the quarterback looks like it's over. I mean, if I didn't know who he was, where he came from, what he just did, and I just watched the game last night, like if you flew in from outer space, we'd all have the same take. Get this guy off the field. He can't play. And I keep going back to that call we got on this show a couple months ago. Early onset, Russell Wilson. When Russell Wilson lost it and he got to the Broncos, his touchdown interception ratio looked good. Sean Payton couldn't wait to get him off the field. He stunk. And he bounced around to three different places and he can't play anymore. Like, I don't know if this is just a slump or not, or it's over for the quarterback, but for the first time in 5 years, I think the Eagles have a legitimate quarterback problem. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning after we watched a disaster class last night?
Yeah, well, they did have 7 sacks, Joe. I just... if whatever anybody says today doesn't begin with the fact that the quarterback stunk it up and lost in the football game, then I'm considering the rest of their opinion just completely irrelevant. Everything else is deflecting. What about the coaches? What about this and that? A.J. Brown, all that stuff. Granted, like, A.J. bothered me too.
Yeah.
But if your main takeaway from that game isn't that the quarterback had 5 turnovers and completely blew them the game and has sucked now for the large majority of a month, it should be plainly obvious to everybody why this offense doesn't like to go under center, why they don't like to throw over the middle. The quarterback can't do it. He doesn't like to do it. He can't do it. He's holding this offense back. And I'm with you in that, like, not only am I thinking they have a quarterback problem, like, in my head last night, I'm starting to wonder about what are we going to do at quarterback for the next few years?
I know.
Like, how are we going to sell, like, this roster and the defense specifically is good enough to where I'm thinking that we are going to waste this era of Eagles football because of who we have at quarterback right now.
I have a sinking feeling that I'm not trying to want to frame this. I have a sinking feeling that the league knows now, and it's over. Like, the league has figured out, Hugh, how to play this quarterback, what to do, and I don't think he can figure it back out. Like, is he going to throw the ball five times to the team again? No, probably not. That's an outlier in terms of turnovers. I don't think we're going to see that again. But it's a long time where they can't have consistent success throwing the football. Teams adjust. They know what he does. They know what he does well. They know what he doesn't do well. And I think there's enough tape out there now that it's the idea of him going back to being a consistently excellent quarterback, I think we're getting further and further from that actually being the case.
I think that in order for that to happen, there has to be a reality check from the quarterback. Again, not trying to absolve him from anything, but we've seen this before. Michael Vick kind of went through the same thing until he got with Coach Reed. Like, you got to step away. Now, I will say it feels like most of the stories that have been written about him, you know, running the offense the way that he's ran it and it being pedestrian because of him, feels like there's some truth to that.
Sure.
Especially when you look at the performance of last night. But a lot of that, I feel, is because of the success that he's had and the way that he chose to do things. Nobody's above criticism in the NFL. And if you're a quarterback of Jalen's caliber, you have to know that if you don't change and adapt, teams are going to figure you out. You know, it's funny. I saw this video, I think I sent to the group last night, where Jeff Saturday and Peyton were arguing with each other.
Yeah.
And Jeff, like, they're best friends, but it just showed you the dynamic that Jeff, to me, I saw how Jeff held Peyton accountable, even though Peyton's the Hall of Famer.
Sure, yeah.
And he was telling Jeff, don't change the plays. And Jeff was like, well, get into the offense and run the ball more. And he was like, that's the kind of – like, you can't be in a position, in my opinion, where nobody can tell you anything. Because to me, that's where you get way too comfortable. And then you start having moments like you had last night. That was the absolute worst that Jalen has ever played in the NFL. And he said something last night that now I'm going to watch and see how he comes out Sunday. How do you respond? Because everything – see, I think that everything that happened to Jalen last night, it was meant to happen because now he has to come back and be real with himself.
So I agree with you. I don't know if there's another level to this. Like he may be real with himself, and they may try to do some different things. But I don't think there is. Is he going to wake up and process quicker? I mean, Troy Aikman crushed him last night. We're going to play some of the clips. Troy Aikman crushed him for not seeing the field. Like, he pointed out, he's waiting too long. There's a guy open over there. If he just turns around and throws it to him, it's an easy completion. He's making it harder on himself. It's 6 years in the league. I don't think on year six he's going to change that part of his game. Then there's his arm, which is good, but it's not a rocket. We know that. We've known that from the minute he got in the league, right? It's fine. He can make throws if he's on time. But when he's late, like the last pick to end the game, he's a little late on that, right?
And then
a tip, right? So the arm's not going to get significantly stronger. The processing speed's probably not going to get much different. I don't know how this recovers. Like, I don't know how we go back to being a consistently excellent quarterback. I'm seriously concerned with the future of the quarterback position here. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. As we react together, Eagles go down. I mean, the game itself was a disaster. But now the bigger issue is I think we have a legitimate quarterback problem here in Philadelphia. Let's go to Nasir in West Philly. What's up, Nasir?
So, how y'all doing? Good morning.
Good morning,
What's
Nasir.
Going on?
Hey, Hugh, you said everything I wanted to say, man. It's like, it's not just on Jalen. He played the worst game of his life last night. I get that. But let's start off on defense. Jomo jumped off on offsides when Cooper catched that pick. If that doesn't happen, probably won that game.
Well, Nasir. Justin Herbert threw the ball into coverage because he knew it was a free play. There's no interception if Ojomo doesn't jump off sides. Aaron Rodgers does this his whole career. When it's a free play, the quarterback just takes a shot because it doesn't matter. So that doesn't make any sense. That's not what happened. It was a free play, and Herbert knew it, and he just threw the ball into coverage. It wouldn't happen that way if there was no offsides.
Okay, so A.J. Brown drops.
Yep.
Especially in that touchdown. It's like Jalen, he needs to get better with progressions as well too. Like last week when we played the Bears, and he missed Dallas Goedert for the touchdown and passed it to Devontae Smith. It's like every week is something new with Jalen. And I think we have to just switch up the formation. Shotgun isn't just working. We got to get under center. Single formation, out formation, something. Toss to Saquon. Get running between the tackles, something, man, because this offense isn't working.
Well, it's not working. Yeah, I just
wonder why.
I can't do the Petullo thing anymore, Nasir. We appreciate the phone call. I mean, Ojomo in the formations. Quarterback turned the ball over 5 times.
Nope. Can't jump off sides, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going
to. I blame you for this.
Can what do I? Mean? No, listen. I
beg everyone, can we not do this today?
Can't Joe. Do what? Wait a minute. What? Do what? Do what?
Oh, my God. The offense, the play caller.
I mean, Hugh, the first caller is Moro Ojomo jumped off sides in the first quarter. The quarterback turned the ball over 5 times.
He did.
That's it. That's the story. That's the game. That's it. That's the problem.
What about the holding that, was it,
Mailata.
It was holding. That was a touchdown.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was a touchdown.
But maybe
it, I mean, that this team, like, again, the only person that this is surprising to is y'all. I tried to tell y'all.
What?
No, it is. I tried to tell y'all.
Excuse me?
First of all,
you told us in the offseason he was the second best quarterback in the NFL.
I ain't talking about the offseason. Now, see, you're stuck on one thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. I told y'all the other day.
What'd you tell us?
I said, for y'all, I said they're not going to be able to fix everything in one shot.
I don't think any of us disagreed with you.
I told you that.
Y'all
kind of disagreed with me.
No, we said we want them to.
Yeah, but we knew it wasn't going to happen. There was some positives out of this game yesterday. Not a whole lot, but the one thing that overshadows everything. Let me speak, Kyle.
You're causing me physical pain
because you don't want to hear what I got to say.
Because I don't care about the positives,
were
dude.
Egregious, but there was some growth yesterday.
Oh my God!
You got to listen. This is where we are never going to see eye to eye, because you always have to look at the positives when it comes to games.
No, because you're lying to me.
I'm not lying
to
you.
You are lying to me.
I'm not lying to you, Kyle. I am trying to keep this thing afloat.
I don't need
that
today.
What? Yes, we do.
No.
Because guess what? Everything we're trying to accomplish is still right in front of us.
That's the problem.
There's a bigger problem here than the 10-7, 2025 Eagles.
And guess what,
the quarterback might need to be gone.
And guess what, Joe? There was a problem when the season started, when we all were making excuses. There was a problem.
This is worse, man.
It's bad. I'm not about to lie to you and tell you it's bad. But nothing we do at this point is probably going to change anything.
No, I understand.
Because I don't think.
But forget this season. We might need a new quarterback. Like, does anyone, like, do you see what I'm saying here?
I hear, Joe.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
Well, that's a problem.
But right now, I am not focused on that.
Oh, well, that's all I can think about.
Because you're getting ahead of yourself.
How
both of you guys. Can we get through this season first? Can we finish this one?
Ask the quarterback if we can get through this season. He's about to throw the season away. The last 5 games, he's a bottom 5 quarterback in the league. Ask him if we can get through the season. If they don't make the playoffs, it's on one person. It's on the quarterback. Like, seriously, forget. Remember we had a conversation last week. What if they collapse? What about Sirianni? The collapse is on the quarterback. This is benchable play. He makes $50 million. And I know we're kidding with you, but I'm annoyed because I was freaking yelled at all offseason because I didn't have him as a top 5 quarterback. You guys are nuts. I might hit my own dump button. Like, I was yelled at all offseason. Joe, you hate the quarterback. No, you're blind. You're blind. He's not been a top 5 quarterback since 2022. You're blind.
Yeah.
And right now, if you don't see what I'm seeing, you're lying to yourself. Stop.
I don't know how you can, in the same breath, tell us that these things, you know, this stuff is not going to get fixed, but there were positives last night. Everything's right in front of you. Who cares? They're not going anywhere. This team is screwed. They're going nowhere fast. 7 sacks. Awesome. Want to throw a parade?
I think it's fixable.
Sure.
Do I know how? The running game, we got the running game going.
It's been 14 weeks.
Can I finish before you jump all over me like a bunch of crickets?
No.
We just have to get, we have to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
We're not moving on from Jalen right now. I can tell you that right now. They're going to try to fix whatever they could possibly fix in these next four games.
Yeah. Can I meet in the middle on this? I agree. I think what you just said there is fair, and I have the solution. He doesn't get to throw the ball much. I mean, like, I'm serious, right? Like, I agree with you. There were some signs in the running game. The defense got seven sacks.
But that's the thing, Joe. That has been the formula.
But not lately.
The whole time. You know, remember when I first got here, right? I'll tell you on the other side. We got to go.
Yeah, well, because
this is a long story.
It's that's a good way to put it. It's a long story. And it's a bad one. 215-592-9494. All right, I think we got a quarterback problem. A legitimate quarterback problem. That's the story of the game, the day, the season, the year, the whole thing. Where do you come down on last night? Jalen Hurts, the present, the future. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Yeah, that's the perfect music. I think that broke the Monsters, Inc. broadcast of the game last night. The graphics were not ready for the double, triple turnover on one play, Hugh. That might have broke it.
That was the first
Mike
time
Wazowski with
happened.
The pick. Mike Wazowski with the fumble. Chargers football.
What's more embarrassing? The positivity bunny.
Which is embarrassing.
Or five turnovers by Jalen Hurts as Mike Wazowski. It's rock bottom on the season.
I think five turnovers as the one-eyed monster.
Mike Wazowski.
I think five turnovers as Wazowski. Hugh, what's worse? Positivity bunny or five turnovers as Wazowski?
The five turnovers, dog. That was
as Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, don't forget that. Monsters, Inc. broadcast, which the graphics broke on that play. They weren't prepared for the double turnover on the same play. I wasn't prepared for it. How could they be prepared for it? All right,
short, green, and one eye.
That's our quarterback right now. 215-592-9494. Your reaction, everything last night, the loss, where this is, you know, what this means for the season. But obviously, it's bigger than that. Jalen Hurts is struggling mightily right now. And I'm concerned. To me, it feels like we have a legitimate quarterback problem right now for the first time in 5 years. And if I was watching the game last night, not knowing anything about Jalen Hurts and just what they did last year with him as the quarterback in 2022, I would have said, just watching the game, get him off the field. Like, that's how bad his performance was last night. All right, let's hear from a guy who played the position at a very high level, Troy Aikman, who's on the game, obviously, last night for ESPN. Let's listen to some of Troy kind of working through his thoughts watching Jalen Hurts play. And these aren't actually him talking about the interceptions. It's more stuff he's seeing Jalen's not seeing in and around right before and after interceptions. All right, let's go to the play right before the first interception that Hurts threw last night.
And he's going to go and duck out of bounds to bring up a third and short. Well, I like like what they did on the play side where they're trying to run more of a layer route. But then you've got A.J. Brown who comes across the field and he hooks up. Nobody's there. Just put it right on him. And that's part of the progression where I do think Hurts can be better.
Here, there's a lot of this last night. You know, it's one anyone could point out an interception, right? Like a bad throw, bad read. He shouldn't have done that. What I noticed last night was Troy kept pointing out reads he wasn't seeing, and then it was leading to a kind of a nothing play, and then eventually to interceptions.
Yeah, that was one of the first things I noticed, and it was ironic to me because, like, a few weeks ago when Troy did a game, he talked about how Jalen didn't care what it looked like as long as they won. Now, the worm has turned.
Yep.
You know, they haven't been winning. And it was a couple plays where, you know, even though Jalen made the play, Troy was talking about how hard he made it upon himself because it was a free release by the tight end and he was running a drag route across the middle or across the route, I should say. And he didn't see it, you know. And it was one of those nights where it was more about the passes that Jalen missed because, to be honest, there were guys open. There were guys open. There was no question about that. And his accuracy was not there. Not denying any of that. This could be a watershed moment for Jalen because there's a lot at play here, people. And I want to bring you inside, but it's like I don't think most of y'all will be able to handle it, to be totally honest. Because the Monday night stage, the stuff that was happening the week before it led up to this Monday night game, I think it all played into this. You know what I mean? When you talk about the line of questioning, the stories that came out and everything like that. Not saying it's conspiracy theory, but this has gotten to a point where I feel like a lot of people are just fed up with some of the way some of the certain things were going over there.
Of course.
So now, how do you respond? That's the biggest thing. Going into this game, I looked at it one of two ways. I said, we can win this game. And we can stave it off for a couple of weeks, or something like this could happen and we got to meet it head on. That was the whole premise of me a few weeks ago when I said Dallas, I wish Dallas would win. Because now that puts pressure on everybody to be better. But now we've hit rock bottom. Only way you can go is up. Jalen has to take a long look at himself. I mean, you have to look at that game. And you have to be honest with the way that you played.
Yeah, well, he does, and they have to be, and we have to be too. All right, let's hear more from Troy Aikman. This was the play. I think, Hugh, you mentioned this. There was a holding right before halftime, right? There was a holding. Probably, I think it was Mailata on a play they had a chance to score on. The ball was pushed back, right? Right before halftime. They had a chance, though, to still get the ball in the end zone. And here's Aikman talking about how Jalen Hurts, he misses Saquon Barkley. But if he got the ball out quicker, Saquon had a step and was kind of wide open near the end zone. Here's Aikman.
James is coming back on the field for the Chargers on a third and goal with under a minute to go. Well, he had Saquon. Now, we've seen Jalen Hurts. He will run the quarterback draw, and he faked like that's what he was going to do on that last play. But Saquon Barkley, as he comes in motion, he's down here at the bottom. He moves to the inside. He comes back out. There's nobody there, and he's just not able to lay it and give him a chance to at least work through it. But that was the only opportunity he had.
Hugh, sometimes when I watch Jalen this season, it just feels like he's in slow motion. Like, he doesn't run the same anymore. I'm not talking about just physically or slow motion. I mean, in the progress of the play. Like, that play Aikman pointed out. Third and goal. There's a little bit of pressure, but like the guy's not on him. Like, there's a little bit of pressure. Saquon kind of runs to the corner near the pylon. He's open. If Jalen throws the ball as Saquon is going to the corner, it's probably a touchdown. Instead, he waits an extra second. The pressure then gets to him, right? So they can't get the throw off. And he's 10 yards short on the throw because he's being hit as he throws. But it's like, if he just threw it faster, he's got him.
It was a little bit of that. It was a lot of receiver tracking yesterday. It was, you could tell a lot of times that they were trying to do up-tempo stuff, you know, by getting to the line of scrimmage. Like the one we scored on, that was kind of an up-tempo play because we lined up there like they were going to do the tush push.
Oh, yeah.
They were able to get the corner.
That was a cool play.
Yeah, so they're trying to do up-tempo stuff. But when they're doing stuff like that, and you could tell Jalen was trying to get the ball out of his hands quickly. But sometimes he did, but on those reads where maybe the first guy wasn't open right away and you had to go to the second progression, he wasn't doing that well. Like I said, Joe, this is the come to Jesus moment because there was a lot that happened in that game last night that it exposed a lot. And the story that I was going to tell you before the break, when you have Jalen going into a game and he's throwing over 30 or 40 passes, that's a recipe for disaster.
I agree with that.
When I first got here, the one thing that jumped out to me when Jalen was having success is that he always stayed around that 25 attempts a game, 25 to 30 attempts a game. And I remember when I got here, because I was there when Marcus Mariota was the quarterback of the Falcons. Him and Marcus Mariota's stats were eerily similar, but the biggest difference was Jalen was winning those games.
Well, can I point something out, though? He was great early in those games. They were up 3 touchdowns, and they ran the ball. But he's bad early.
But
they're not winning.
That's the point that I'm making, is that when you have to find – you have to get back to that formula where – you know, you're not throwing the ball that much. Even Herbert last night, he only threw 26 attempts.
But I don't think they can if he's not good. Like, I think you're bringing up a great example. 2022, they got big leads, and then they ran the ball. They got big leads because he played well. If he doesn't play well in the first and second quarter, how are they going to do the formula? This only works if he plays well.
I feel like, you know, there are some things that potentially you could do. I don't know for sure, because I don't know what Jalen Bodies feels like or anything like that, but that first year, I feel like there was a lot of read options.
Yeah, there was.
There was a lot of read options. You probably have to get back to that form. You might have to, for lack of a better way of saying it, dumb it down for the next couple of weeks and then try to build it back up.
Well, I don't disagree with your idea, but does he want to run the ball anymore? Can he run the way he used to? I mean, guys, Justin Herbert looked like a far better athlete last night than Jalen Hurts. Like, does he?
Man, there was one play where they blitzed him, and he was able to get out of the blitz. It was Vicks caught up a blitz where they had everybody. Yep. It was a zero blitz, looked like, and they brought the house.
Yep.
And he was able to get out. Yeah.
I like your idea. I just don't even know if that would work anymore.
Well, here's the thing for me. This is the absolute worst that you've ever looked. Like, so much so that some of the memes and stuff that people were sending me immediately after the game.
It was a meme game. Yeah, five turnovers, you get memes. And that happens.
That's Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
You got to do some soul searching. And you got to get back on the horse. Because guess what? The reality of this situation is, they don't give a damn how much money you make. You have another game like this, your ass is going to the bench.
Well,
that's a fact. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Yeah, I mean, here's the bottom line. There's a standard of play to play quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, and
if you're not doing that, then they're going to have to – like, I don't think it happens this week. I don't. But if you have a game that's similar to the one that you had last week, they're about to put your ass on the bench.
Yeah, let's hear one more from Trey Aikman talking about a play, but kind of going back to the play before where he thought of the whole thing was kind of set up.
As you mentioned, Tartan doesn't make the play, but the play's essentially over at this point, and Barkley's just trying to make something happen. Now, the first down play is what messed this thing up was Hurts gets out of the pocket, but he had A.J. Brown over the middle of the ball, and he just put it on him, and we showed something similar earlier in this game. When your first read isn't there, your second read's not there, just check it down, and they would have had a positive play and been ahead of the chains. And now, after that run, third and long.
It's interesting listening to Troy Aikman, Hugh, with all this, because you know, the other day, we played the Chris Sims audio, and it's very popular to, and I see this a lot, you know, when Chris Sims or a Dan Orlovsky, and I don't think this is right, but this happens, you know it, Hugh. When Chris Sims or Dan Orlovsky criticized Jalen Hurts, what is said?
Talking about him not, you're talking about as far as him not getting the ball out of his hands?
Well, just when they criticize him, what do people say?
Oh, that he can't read the defense?
Well, no. Well, they say those guys couldn't play either. Like, I see a lot of that.
Oh,
like,
oh, you're talking about the other side of
Chris Sims and Dan Orlovsky, when they criticize Jalen Hurts, what'd they ever do? Dan Orlovsky ran out of the back of the end zone. Chris Sims was a bum. That's Troy Aikman. And I know who Troy Aikman was, and I recognize you don't like him because he's a Cowboy. The guy won 3 Super Bowls. I mean, he's been around the game forever and was a high-level player. And Hugh, when I listened to Aikman last night, I didn't think he was crushing him. I thought he was just pointing out what he sees, and he's seeing it from a quarterback's perspective that Jalen is missing things, right? That's not physical, the missing things.
No.
That's the concerning part, because if he doesn't see what he needs to see out there, I mean, I don't. What are they supposed to do? They can't make him see it.
Yeah, and I got to point out that this is the same cat that saw the same, like watched another Monday night game that he did and was adamant about it looking his way because he was winning.
Yeah.
Like, there's that too. I feel like Jalen has gotten to the point now where it's you can't hide what's been talked about because this has been building. This is how I see this. This is something that has been building for weeks. And now it's at a point where it's on Jalen to fix it.
Yeah.
I think he can. I think he can because even though this is a different level, there's a history of Jalen bouncing back from adversity.
There is. He was a much younger player and a much better athlete then.
Yeah,
I feel like this has been a house of cards season with Jalen Hurts. I feel like the beginning was a lot of not playing great, but they're winning. And
always was like that, Joe. It's,
but eventually house of cards fall down.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. No, I mean, I'm not arguing that, but there has always been, and there might be some truth to this, I don't know, but there's always been some, you know, trepidation with the beginning of Jalen's season and him righting the ship as they progress through it. But this feels different.
It's the opposite. Yeah,
yeah, this feels different. So it's on Jalen. They're going to give him another shot. There's no doubt in my mind. I would be surprised if there's an announcement that they're going to bench him. I would definitely be surprised.
I would too. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to sit here and freak out about how he plays
and Kyle, you are within your God-given right to do that. You're definitely in your God-given right.
I just think it's the most frustrating thing is that everything that I think a lot of us have said about this offense, even dating back to last season, it's being put on full display right now. They were held up. They were propped up by a historic running game. They couldn't pass the ball well last year.
And historic defense.
And all I heard is, why would you throw the ball when you have this kind of running back? The reason they didn't throw the ball is because when they did, this is what it looked like. This is what it looked like for the first 4 games last season. Now they don't have that crutch of the running game.
That's the house of cards.
That's what this looks like.
It's a house of cards. I mean, the whole operation feels like a house of cards with this offense because the quarterback is regressing. I mean, I don't know what other word is the appropriate word. It's not progressing. It's not static. It is regressing. He's getting worse. Roberto in Philly's up. Hey, Roberto.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Hey, Roberto. Right? What's up?
Just hear me out, Joe.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts, I'm going to start by saying Jalen Hurts played the worst game I've ever seen him play in an Eagle uniform, right? But saying the 5 turnovers was the sole reason we lost, it's tough for me because the Chargers gained 6 points from that. And I want to turn back to Russell Wilson, who you compared Hurts to in the NFC Championship game against the Packers. 4 interceptions, 5 total turnovers for the Seahawks. They only allowed 6 points off of those, and they won the football game. Now, 5 turnovers will virtually be impossible to win you a game. I understand that. But when I see the team go under center 4 to 5 times, get down to the 2-yard line, and immediately get the shotgun, I have a problem with that. And my problem with Hurts is that he's not anticipating, his timing is off, and he has limitations as a quarterback. I think we've known that since he was drafted, that he is not a Burrow, he's not an Allen. You can't put the ball in his, hands for a pass 40 times. Like, that's just not a – and the thing is, how is he passing 40 times when the game was never more than a one-score game?
I agree. Joe Roberto, I agree with you. I agree with you on this. I was sitting there when Saquon started, you know, breaking 8, 9, 10-yarders. Forget just the 50-yarder. Like, when he had some of those, I kept saying, run the ball, run the ball. And I don't know why they didn't run the ball more. Roberto, I'm with you on that, especially because the Chargers weren't offensively last night able to pull away. It wasn't like they were going to go score 3 touchdowns in a row.
And even Joe, in overtime, if you look at the balance, the Chargers ran the ball. They had 6 plays in overtime. They ran 3. They passed 3. The Eagles had 9 plays in overtime. 2 were runs, and 7 were passes. And the first play of overtime was a run, meaning the 7 of the last 8 plays of overtime were passes, and it was desperate to me. There was no need to pass it. You have plenty of time. You need a touchdown. You can take your time. The entire playbook is open. To me, Hurts' anticipation and timing is off. He needs to be better. But the coaching staff seems desperate, and I think all of those factors are leading to the offense looking the way it is. I'm not just going to blame Hurts. I'm not just going to blame the coaching. Hurts needs to be – he needs to be able to throw over the middle. The coaches need to scheme the routes up better. Players need to get their hands on the ball and catch it. But there's so many problems. And then I don't understand two timeouts 10 seconds before halftime. How do you not run the ball? You threw it out of –
I know, man. We're going to get to Sirianni. You're totally right. You're totally right.
That's the difference, Joe.
Yep. No, you're right on that. And I hated that. Sirianni has had weird decisions before the half, you know, first half, second half, all year long. To stand there and throw the ball out of bounds instead of running the ball, even if it's for 2 yards, it's crazy. I mean, it's malpractice what that was.
That's the difference, man. That's the difference, dude.
So, all right. So I understand your point. And yes, Jalen was not the only thing that was wrong last night. And Roberto, we appreciate the phone call. So basically what we're saying is they could have overcome Jalen's turnovers if other things went well. Okay. That happens once in a while.
I will say this. I did not, like, going into when they had, like, it was like 3 minutes left before the pick was thrown and the game was over.
The overtime possession.
I was wondering what were they trying to do? The running game, Saquon had like 20 touches. At that point. So I'm thinking, okay, are you going for the tie? Because it's only one overtime.
So
you got to go for this. You got to get to 7. So you got to get to 6. I mean.
Yeah, we're at, and I think we'll get to it later when we play Sirianni Hugh. I think they were well aware, as they should be, the tie actually would have hurt them. Because remember, the Cowboys have a tie, right?
Yes, yeah.
So then that would have put us back into tiebreakers. Like, a tie normally isn't the worst thing, but it could have hurt them in the division this time. So I'm with you. The win is what you're going
for. You need the dub, but you went away from the run.
I
didn't understand that. And you know, like, he had thrown 4 picks. He had thrown 4 picks at that point.
I'm with you.
And, that's where I need to know. When he rolled out, that was a pass play. Well, that looked like a pass play.
So I got to see if I can find it. I saw someone – because that looked like a kind of a read option where he could have handled it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out, like, what was the call?
Yeah, was that a call into the huddle, or did he decide, I'm keeping it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it looked like – I thought he should have handed it.
I don't know.
But that's –
But my thing is, because I'm looking at that, and I'm like, okay, you got the run. The run game is pretty solid, because Saquon had 122 at that point.
And it's first down, like –
Yeah, and you got time. You got like what, 3 minutes or something.
Plenty of
you
time.
Got plenty of time, and you've been gashing them in the run.
I know.
Run the ball.
I'm with you. I mean, again, the coaching wasn't great last night. I mean, nothing really, other than the pass rush, and they were up against a bad O line, but they hit Herbert a lot. I thought the defense, for the most part, played very well. Everything else was a joke. Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Man. I feel like I'm living a never-ending nightmare. This is like our version of Nightmare on Elm Street, and Jalen Hurts just played Freddy Krueger last night. I mean, it's about as bad as it can get. Can I please get a few things off my
chest? Go ahead. Go for it.
This team is done. It's over, like, Hugh's hair on the top of his head.
Hey, listen, the hair
right
grows
now,
at the top. It's just that bald spot.
Yeah,
that
gets us all, yeah.
Well, that's the Eagles right now. They're that bald spot, Hugh. You know, they keep taking us back to the 1970s, all right? Last week, we got the most rushing yards in a game since 1973. And then what did we get last night? Last night, they took us back to 1978. when we saw a quarterback throw a pick and fumble on the same play. I sat there and I thought to myself, I've never seen this in my life. I don't understand this. I've never, ever seen this before, as crazy as it was, because you would remember that. Well, it's good reason. I was a year old, so of course I don't remember it. And you know what? The Eagles need to take that time machine, that DeLorean, all right, go park it in Philly, leave the keys on the seat, and, you know, if you need any tips on where to park it, ask you where his car was parked when Skip stole it. That's where that needs to go. I want it gone, okay? I'm done with this. Jalen Wentz is having a horrendous year, you know, and he may go down from the biggest fall of greatness. And you're mentioning the whole Russell Wilson thing. This is like Russell Wilson on steroids. We're just like time warping everything faster. You know what? We all argued in the offseason, who's the top five quarterback? Yeah, we were right, but we argued it the wrong way, because right now he's the top five worst quarterback in the league, because that's what he's playing like. Four INTs yesterday. Let me remind you Jalenites out there, you Jalen Kool-Aid drinkers that are going to call in and make every excuse. Four picks last night. Technically, it was five and a fumble. Constant overthrows. Constant missing checkdown receivers when they're wide open. And he played the worst game at quarterback I have ever, ever seen an Eagle play. And you know what? It's time, all right? It wasn't the wind. It wasn't the cold. It wasn't sun in his eyes or whatever stupid-ass excuse you want to make. He played like pure garbage last night. Chris Sims is proven right now. AJ's proven right. Dan Olasky and Troy Aikman told you right to your face. It's him, all right? And the other thing, Eagles. Hey, Eagles, take your furry bunny and throw it in a Schuylkill with some shoes on. And you know what? Hugh Douglas, with all due respect, I don't want to hear your sunshine today, Hugh. Not today, Hugh. Take it and shove it, okay? And you know what? Just go ahead and hang your Dallas Douglas flag over, you know, for Jerry Jones over Joe's NFC East Eagle banner, because that dream is also gonzo. All right. Last thing I'm going to leave you with, Joe, I'm with you. It's time. Break out the Tanner McKee jerseys, folks. It's Tanner time. This team stinks. Have a good day, man.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. We all took shots on that when he took shots at us, the quarterback, the coaches.
Yeah, my friend sending me more memes, too.
Yeah. Is that funny?
It's not funny. They're getting a kick out of it.
Okay.
But, some of these memes are pretty bad.
Well, what do you expect when the quarterback plays like that? It's all bad, Hugh.
It's all bad.
Except you started with a silver lining of the pass
rush.
Well,
I got to, because it's the pass rush was phenomenal.
You don't have to start with any silver linings. The quarterback turned the ball over
When you still have football to be played,
five times.
That's what you do. You start with the positive. Because guess what? Guess what they're doing today? They're getting ready for the Raiders.
Yeah, they should get the other quarterback ready for the Raiders.
They still have football to be played.
Still got football to be
played.
Is that a threat?
Feels like it after last night. 215-592-9490 for your phone
calls. I have to watch this team again?
You do. Four more times.
And you will. You'll be all right by Friday.
Yeah, you're not.
Kyle. We can't trust that guy.
No.
All right, coming up, we'll talk to Merrill Reese on the other side. And we'll let you hear from Hurts on his play and Sirianni on if any personnel or coaching changes are coming after a disaster class in L.A. last
disaster
night.
Disaster class.
That's all next. Midday show. We got a quarterback problem on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.